Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. We are here. I believe it's the first Monday in February. That's one of them words like rural February. It's February. February 6th. Well, welcome to the show. Yeah, we're here. We're here in the world of insanity. Here to spread some misinformation or disinformation, whatever you want to call it. Or as we call it here, future facts. Really, if you look over the past 2 years, the people who have been called spreaders of misinformation have been the ones giving you the facts, and the ones giving you the air quote facts have been giving you the disinformation. But never mind that. It appears Hollywood has doubled down that you either get the facts or get out. So I hope they carry through with that. I hope everybody in Hollywood gets thoroughly vaxxed. I hope they get triple and quadruple vaxxed, because that means there'll be a lot of openings for actors in a very few short years. So maybe I can get one of those jobs. There'll be a lot of empty mansions in Hollywood before too much longer. Maybe they can move the homeless into those 50-room suites and see how long it takes them to tear it down, because that's what you do with stuff you're given, because you've never earned it. And since you haven't earned it, it's nothing. It's much like poop on your shoes. You will scrape it off, waste it. You go, oh, well, it was fun while we had it. If you don't believe that, look into how much of the COVID money was given to certain entities, and it is stunning. Matter of fact, there was millions given to gender study programs, because we know that the LGBTQ MNOPs were hit worse by the virus than anybody else, because it discriminated against them like America, because we're all evil discriminators, you know, because we don't want a dude dressed like a chick to shake his ass in grade school children's faces. Insanity in this country is stunning to me. People used to be shamed for going to titty bars, and now we bring gay drag shows to the children, and that's considered enlightenment. When Barbie Bambi Billy does a split in front of them, What the hell are you people doing? It's one thing to discriminate against your gay people. That's wrong. But to give them a sales pitch to a kid who's,
Mommy, why does that man or that woman have a bulge in her panties?
Well, that's her dick, son.
Well, women don't have dicks.
Well, these do. Sorry, folks. I'm sorry. Remember, these are the same people that go,
you don't follow the science.
You mean the science that says a man has a dick? You mean that science? Or the science that says if you want to be a cat, you can be a cat? Oh, my God, folks. I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss. And then when your rights are truly being trampled like they are with this experimental mRNA gene therapy that they're giving to everybody. Wow. And they're doubling down on it. Like I said, the Hollywood elite has said get your facts. Ooh, it works. So people who pretend all day are telling you what the facts are. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Definitely people I'd listen to. This is just insane. It's insane what we have going on here. They're trying to force something that was never thoroughly tested, has never gained FDA approval. They're trying to force you to take this. Let me make this clear. I'm going to say this on the air. If you're going to force people to take that, you can count me on the ones that you better send a team for, because you ain't taking it, and I ain't taking this shit. Uncle Sam's a little prick. He can just stick it up his own butt, because I am not going to take this garbage. You cannot make me take this garbage. I will fight you to the death to keep from taking this garbage. Do not infringe on my price. Don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm one of those Gadsden guys. There's a few of us left with nuts in this country, and they're starting to bubble to the top. Because see, the people who are secure and confident in their lives generally just want to be left alone. They want to be able to live their life with the minimal amount of intrusions. And when you keep intruding on them, eventually you will piss them off. And those are the people you don't want to deal with. Just remember, we tried everything to stay out of World War II until our president, through a false flag operation, allowed Pearl Harbor to be bombed. Let's face it, folks. They decoded that message hours before the attack, but somehow it never got there. Just remember that. Just remember that. There's a lot of stuff we've been set up for. Bay of Tonkin, the excuse for getting into Vietnam. There's evidence of everything I'm saying. Nothing I'm saying is even considered a conspiracy theory now. But yet, we go along and teach the old conspiracy theory, because we are selling everybody in this country down the road. And if you can't see what's going to happen, go to usdebtclock.org and check out the dollar against gold, the dollar against silver, and the dollar against oil. You know why? Because it says zero there. You know why? Because the countries that hate us, China, some of your South American people, Russia, are developing a dollar or a commodity dollar that is based totally on commodities. It has to have something to back it up rather than the worthless word of people who've been kicking a debt can for 30 years and have destroyed the dollar. Because, see, they run up a debt that cannot be paid off. There's no way you will pay. People go, well, it's only 31 trillion. Oh, gee, only. A trillion seconds is something like 3,000 years, kids. You obviously, see, that's what they love about the big numbers. You get them so big that most of you who couldn't get an A in math can't comprehend what we're talking about. And that's why they try to make it so you don't have to take math in school. Everybody goes, well, how does that knowing a quadratic triangle help? It helps you learn to formulate how much everything costs and how much everything is. You listen to these dunces who don't understand math and sit there and go, oh, they don't get math that much. Math is the most important thing in your life. How do you calculate miles per gallon? Math. How do you calculate your living expenses? Math. How do you calculate your taxes? Math. It'd be something you might want to look into. So that you know when somebody says tip 20%, how to figure out what your tip is. That's math. But they sold you down the road. There's going to be something happen. You cannot spend like a bunch of drunken Democrats for the rest of your life. And I don't say drunken sailors, because I have more respect for sailors than I do for these Democrats. If you're a Democrat, you've been on the wrong side of everything throughout history. You do know that, right? The Democrats were for slavery. They didn't tell you that in school, did they? They didn't tell you that the Democrats formed the KKK. Did they tell you that in school? Did they tell you that? Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know the Democrats started the police department to chase runaway slaves? Did you know that? Did you know that? See, ignorance is bliss because you don't know any of this shit, and it will be bliss right up to the moment it's not bliss when they come to take you to the camp. And don't think your government won't do it. They look what they did to the Japanese in World War II, folks. Don't tell me your government will not put you in camps. It will do it in the drop of a tiddlywink. Why do you think all these Walmarts are closing? I know. That's a conspiracy theory, Dan. Well, you give me an explanation. We got the boom in Joe Biden economy with this rapid growth and lowest unemployment of the history, and over 150 Walmarts have closed across this great country of ours. Wow, that sure as hell don't sound like a great economy to me. Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining. Because that's what you're doing. Anybody with a set of eyeballs can look around and go, something ain't right. Oh, and they admitted, I don't know if you caught this in the other world news, that the center of the earth has quit spinning and is reversing. Did you hear that? Has that been on the evening news? Look into it, folks. It happens. It's a real thing that happens on this planet. And there's actual scientific proof that it has happened. Now, the old thing that nobody knows is it going to be peaceful or is it going to be terrifying? It's going to be one or the other. Because there's a reason why all these major, fantastic cities have been found at the bottom of the ocean, you know, while we have caps. Because, see, we're told that when the caps melt, much of the land will be underwater. Well, this stuff's already underwater. How did that happen? Could it be that at one point it was on land and the places that were wet, because like the earth could have flipped? There's so many things we don't know. You had better hope it's a peaceful flip. Because if not, you better have your bug out bag. Folks, you better make one. You don't have to go have a shelter. You don't have to dig a hole in the side of a mountain and put 20 years of your salary in it. You need a head start because, see, what those guys are banking on is that their place will be there and that their place won't be under 600 foot of water or an ocean. And if they're right, they're in good place. If they're not, all their stuff's gone. Now what? Well, I don't know. All my stuff was there. Exactly. Get you a book bag. Put your Mylar blankets in it. Put you a 5-pack of Bic lighters. Put you a rechargeable flashlight in there and get you one of them little rechargeable solar battery backups. Put you some water purification, a water straw in there. Everything I'm saying, you'll have maybe $200 in it, maybe. Depending on how full you make it. Because, see, I'd also put a brick of bullets and a .45 caliber in there myself. And don't put your damn automatics in there because they're going to be out in the mud and they're going to be worthless because they're just going to jam. You want a wheel gun, something you can bury in the mud and pull up and fire. These new guns are great when they're working. Oh, yeah. But when they quit working, yee-haw. What are you going to do now? It just become a big brick with a hand grip. Put you a fishing pole in there. Go right down to Wally. Get you one of them little ugly sticks that are about 2 foot long with a little spinning reel on it. You ain't out to impress people. You just want to be able to catch dinner. That'll catch you dinner. But you better get ready. Because if you've been watching around, things ain't going real good in Ukraine. And not to mention that we just allowed the Chinese to fly over our country unhindered, collecting data all the way. And if that's just what they were collecting, Now, if we start seeing a sudden outbreak of some wildly contagious and deadly disease and it starts over in Montana, well, you'll know where it came from. We won't be able to say the China flu, though, because that's discriminatory, even though that's where it came from. And even though that's where we get a lot of disease names from, are from the place it originated. That is not racist. Shut up, you little bitches. I'm sick of you snowflakes. Saying it came from China when it came from China is not racist. Now, if you called the China flu when it came from Nigeria, that would be racist. Because then we would call it the Nigerian flu. But they're still on this. They have not given up. They're still touting their vaccine as having some kind of efficacy when under sworn testimony overseas. The Pfizer executive, when asked, was it tested to prevent the disease, answered, no, because we had to move at the speed of science, whatever the hell that is. But here we are. They're still pushing this. There is an excess death around the world. Oh, Thailand, did you catch this? The Thailand prince got his booster and went into a coma. And now Thailand is one of the first countries to bring charges against Pfizer and Moderna. They are wanting to invalidate their agreement because they were given lies about its safety and efficacy. Just like all of us were given lies. There was no way. Only you dimwits sit there and believe that they could develop something in 6 months. All of us, rest of us people, knew that was a recipe for disaster. You know, the ones that are willing to think. You know, us dangerous people with brains. But here we are, forcing this on people. It does not work. The most people dying are vaccinated. The most people sick are vaccinated. So if you take an Uncle Sam's little prick, you're in bad shape. And if you covered your mouth, you're now Weinsteined. I know, I upset people. You know what? I don't care. Somebody needs to say this. Somebody needs to topple this apple cart. Somebody needs to come out and say it bravely without fear. You know, we used to have people like that in our country. Being brave used to be considered an attribute. Now it is toxic masculinity. You evil men, you're the reason. You're deadbeat dads. And if you don't pay your money, we'll put you in prison. And if mom can't pay her money, we'll give her food stamps and an apartment. It's funny. 80% of divorce cases go against the man. Well, I went through it. I went through that system, air quotes. And I was homeless. But nobody gave a shit about me because I'm a man. Tough it out. Live in your car. We don't give a shit. We are only concerned about those little kids and your mommy's new clothes and new house and new career. Oh, shit. Did I say that? No, you'll never find me there again. That's a promise. I don't care if I was rich. You'll never find me in that place again. I'll never be sitting in a corner with my dick in my hand while my ass is handed to me. I'll never be there again. So you can take your vaccine and stick it where the sun won't shine on it. You can take all of your vaccines and stick them where the sun won't shine on it. Has anybody really going back? Here's your homework assignment. If you got time, do this for fun, just for shits and giggles. Go look when everybody started talking about sunscreens. It was somewhere in the late 80s. And then go look at the explosion of melanoma that occurred coincidentally when sunscreen started being used. when you started counteracting your body's ability to make its own protection, and you were going to shield it from the sun. And actually, you just let things roll right on through is all you did. That's all you did. Go look at the surgeon autism. Look at the surgeon autism. When did that occur? Ah, coincidentally, right when all the vaccines started getting heavy. No, it's just, you're trying to make coincidences. No, I'm trying to open your eyes. I'm trying to open your eyes. There's a very big correlation. A very big correlation. But you're not allowed to say that because the regime is making you safer. The regime is making you safer. Because this is all in the name of safety. We took your rights to make you safe from the virus. We took your rights to force you to take the vaccine to make you safe from the virus. We took your rights to sue if that vaccine did damage. We took your rights for your safety. Do you feel safer? How many people feel safer? Because I don't. I don't, because I see the threat. And the threat is real. And freedom will die on the vine in one generation if it is not taken care of. Do you understand what I'm saying? Our founding fathers were very smart. They really were. Anyhow, it's gone by real quick. The opening ranting and raving, this show just disappears every day. And so, we will get to the first commercial. Be right back.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve it, Coagula. Solve it, Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Vibra prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Then son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Game drunk, all part of the game.
Ain't this thing for so long now, it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official, ninjascroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to win.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
By far, my favorite commercial ever made. By far, my favorite. Absolutely. Sorry, a little commercial break activity. Got me coughing. All right, so let's break into the news, shall we, and see what's out here in the world. Let's go to MSN. Teenagers found dead in a New Mexico garage, police say. That's a headline. Miles Garrett suffers brutal Pro Bowl injury. Yeah. This is just... what are we going to do here, folks? It's just, they don't have anything. See, they're all talking about... They're not talking about overseas. They're not talking about it. It's just, oh, let's see what this is. What in this? How old is this guy? He was a 1987 NBA draft pick. In the 90s, so he's probably, what, 40, 50? They don't say his name, but they do say this. Lewis unexpectedly died. Gee, there's a whole lot of that lately. It's almost like there's something causing it, like something changed in the past year that is causing people to just drop dead. I don't see any news in the MSNB tab. It's all this NFL. Who cares? Let's see what they... Well, this is the Flashdance star Irene Cara died unexpectedly. Death revealed of unexpected passing. Hypertension and high cholesterol. That's most of America, folks. this is, they won't, they're going to say anything, anything but the vaccine. Oh, here's, I'm going to put this under the category of stupidity. Diners run for their lives after sparkler in cocktail causes huge blaze in restaurant. For those of you who don't know, I just wanted to tell you, alcohol's flammable. Did you know that? Did you know that? Because it is. And all these bars that serve these flaming drinks, yeah, they're one step away from this. Oh, it's cute. I know, fire's fun. Fire. Okay, and this right here, folks, look around you. Okay, I grew up. There would be a major pileup, say like in a sandstorm out in the middle of the desert or a blizzard every once in a while. We've had how many just this year? Ohio, Arizona, overseas. Why? Why? Because y'all drive like idiots. Just because you can do 60 in the snow doesn't mean you do 60 in the snow. Because going ain't the problem. Stopping's the problem. Well, I got my anti-lock brakes, Dan. Well, there ain't nothing to grab a hold of. All your anti-lock brakes going to do is let you slide into the back of somebody. That's all they're going to do. Because if there ain't no traction, there ain't no traction. It don't matter whether your brakes pulse, vibrate, or do the Roomba. Trust the machines. Trust the machines. So MSN, nada. Let's see what Drudge Report has. Oh, yeah. All right. Are you catching all the earthquake activity? Oh, by the way, you want some research, here's some research. Look up the movie The Core and watch it. And then go watch the news and tell me if you see any similarities. I'm going to go back to this whole molten core of the earth. Let's just see if we can, let's see if it will show us anything. Just out of curiosity, we'll just do a search. We'll just search for Earth core stopped spinning. Let's see what that says. Well, look at this. MSN right here. Right here. Did the Earth's inner core stop spinning? New study finds it may soon start turning in reverse. Did you hear that? This is on MSN, one of your favorite little go-to sites, because they share the regime's news. So now the regime has allowed it to be mentioned. So now, what's the movie, folks? The movie is exactly what happened with Hunter Biden's laptop. Biden's top secret things. See, they, whether you want to believe it or not, they can pick particular words out of the internet. You saw that movie, The Core. If you watched the movie, The Core, they had that little rat dude with the big ears who liked to eat Hot Pockets. He designed a program to go around, and as soon as he found words that he did not like, that story was wiped. You know, just like Facebook. Just like Twitter, just like all of them. Well, Twitter not so much now. Thank God for Elon. But your story was just gone. Nobody had to read that. They had a machine. The government has a machine. The government's had a machine for years. But they can listen to phone calls. And if you say, here, I'm going to get this program. Let's get this program some publicity. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to advertise. Like if I were to say, bomb the White House. Just say that phrase. Now, they're listening right now. So if you're listening, go to educatedredneck.com and look for my tour schedule. Come see me. We can have a conversation about you listening to my phone call. Now, back to the show. So they pick out words. And if you say certain words, they will mark the recording, and agents of a free nation will review your speech to see if it was legal. You know, so the First Amendment doesn't mean anything anymore, because you can just put in terms and conditions that you can say whatever, I can take whatever story down I want, and then First Amendment's gone. So I think the golf courses should take from this, you know, the ones that were forced, air quotes, to allow black people, they can simply put in their terms and conditions that no black people are allowed on the golf course, and you'll be 100% with that, okay with that, right? No, because it's wrong. It's wrong. We have a First Amendment. I don't give a damn what your terms and conditions say. Somebody should challenge these terms and conditions under a constitutional attack on privacy. That these terms and conditions are illegal because they violate my Fourth Amendment. Is there any lawyer willing to get behind me? I'll be your client. I'll say I'm harmed by it because I am. And let's do a lawsuit. Because you sign these under duress. Sign them or don't use it. That's duress in my book. But yeah. So now we're having some major earthquakes. And I don't know if you watch Duck Sense. It's D-U-T-C-H-S-I-N-S-E. The big earthquake in Turkey, I watched him two days ago. He predicted it. He should be front page news everywhere if you truly, truly watch him. And watch. I've seen him make, over the past couple of years, I've probably seen him make 70, 80 predictions that have come true. He's more accurate than the weatherman. The weatherman that has a segment on the news every night. Here's my guesses for tomorrow. Because ain't a damn one of them know what the hell they're talking about. Hell, they can't even track a hurricane hours before it makes landfall. But they can tell you the temperature 100 years from now within a tenth of a degree. Again, folks, look at what you're being sold. Do you know how many people I know that had severe side effects or died from the Rona? You know how many people I personally know? None. Nobody. Nada. Zero. Zip. I can tell you at least four people I know that have had side effects and problems from Uncle Sam's little prick. So how's that? How is it that something is not happening as a coincidence? I know people, but something that was a pandemic that shut down the world, I can't name anybody. How come? How come? Because one's real and one's propaganda. Well, there's, I think it's in Germany, or a group of doctors are getting ready to sue the government for false information. Folks, quit taking this thing. I'll tell you this much. I ain't worried. I don't care. I don't care if I have side effects. It ain't going to bother me because I didn't take it. I wasn't stupid. I didn't trust the government. I have a thing called a knowledge of history. See, that's why you guys have problems, because you keep trusting people that lie to you. Oh, it'd be different this time. It's kind of like a beaten housewife. You just, oh, it'll be different this time, I promise. There's going to be a lot of stuff happen with this. Because, see, look at some things in totalitarian. Wrong word. Anyhow, look at the total picture. There we go. That's a better way to say it. Do you know that all over the planet Earth, there are gigantic caves underground, many dug, many natural, that show that people lived underground for large periods of time? Now, why would you live underground? Why would you live underground? damp. It's got all kinds of buggies and snakes. It's not really a pleasant environment to live in, but they chose to. Why? Well, could it not possibly be that this cycle that occurs on a regular interval, our sciences are now allowed to speak about? Could it not be that there is a flip in the magnetosphere? Could it be that when it goes down to make that flip, which it will, because it can't just instantaneously flip, there will be a period of time where we will have no protection from the sun's rays. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. Being outside will be a bad thing. Because right now we do have nature's protection, but if you don't, then what? Oh, it'll, and it's going to kill the plants, going to kill the animals. The only time you'll be able to be out will be night. And you will live underground. We'll do some research because, see, the government, maybe it's done with that, how many trillion have they lost now? What, $6-7 trillion? Maybe that $7 trillion they lost wasn't lost. Maybe it was scooped to the side because they knew this was coming. And so they have made preparations off of your money to save their ass. Yeah. They stole trillions from you to make their own bug-out shelter with your money, and guess what? You ain't getting invited. You got to be one of them richy riches connected people. Yeah, the rest of us, hasta la vista, baby. Hope you can swim and tread water for a while, and make sure you pack that SFF 200. Because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. You had better prep yourself. And if anything goes bad, you had better get away from people, especially the people on the planet Earth as we know it now. The largely unreligious society in any way, shape, or form, the me generation, because they ain't going to be too kind. Oh, they're real kind with other people's money. But when it comes down to them, nah, not so much. Therefore, Uncle Sam taking it from you at gunpoint and giving it to people they think deserves it. But they will not reach in their own pocket and hand over the goods. They are self-centered. They believe in self. And they don't believe in anything else. And they say that we're going to see incredible earthquakes. And we have it right now. In Turkey? Well, they're not exactly a rich country. So the buildings were built out of blocks, and they say thousands have been killed. I believe it. Now back to this Drudge report and the balloon. They let her go across the entire United States and then shot her down over the deepest part of the ocean. They could shoot it down over. Make everything as difficult as you can make it. Well, we were worried about it landing on a house in Montana? Have you been to Montana? Anybody? Have you been to Montana? Shit, dude, you can drive for hours and not see a building. When it was discovered over to Montana, it should have been taken down that second. Hell, it should have. How did it get to Montana? How did they discover it, air quotes, in Montana? Don't we have a sophisticated air defense network? Well, it's it's been defeated by terrorists with box cutters, guided by a guy in a cave, and now apparently a balloon, a party balloon, can defeat our... Man, why are they spending all these money on rockets? If I was China, I'd be buying them balloons you see out in the Arizona desert at a balloon festival, and I'd get like 100 big butt Sally ones and maybe a Pepe Le Pew or some shit like that and just float over this country and knock the shit out of everything. And they'd be like, balloon, what do we do with the balloon? You shoot the bitch down. You send it. And why did we send a rocket? Why did we spend a rocket that's a couple hundred, not $1 million, per rocket or whatever they are? Why didn't we just send a warthog up there and let him use that big gal Gatling gun? Hell, why didn't we send up a Cessna with an M16? Nah, it's the American way. Spend as much because you don't have to worry. I guarantee you if it was me, I'd figure out how to shoot the bitch down cheap. I'd get Billy out there in a helicopter with his slingshot, for God's sakes. No, we got to spend thousands. Spend as much as you can. We've got to send an F-22 because it's the most expensive jet we have. We have to fire a rocket because that's expensive. So to shoot down a balloon, what did we spend? Oh, and the pilot, don't forget him. No, you couldn't send a Reaper drone up there and let it brrr. Hell, that'd have been cheaper. But no, you got to show off your toys. You got to show off your toys. We have rockets to protect us from balloons. We have rockets to protect us from balloons. Seriously, folks. And then, of course, I posted on social media, and somebody goes, Trump let it happen. Trump let it happen. I'm so sick of this shit. Folks, listen to me. That was wrong. This is wrong. What about isms? First of all, Trump ain't been president for 2 years. 2 years, and you guys are still, Trump, 2 years, and you guys still won't blame this shit on Biden. 2 years. And you said, Trump did this. Trump, and Timmy called me names. This is how we got where we got. Well, they did shitty, so I can do shitty. Just like a divorce. It's just like a divorce. She did shitty, so I can do shitty. It's the same thing. Well, Trump did this, so Biden can do that. No, none of them should be able to do this shit. I was against Trump being behind Operation Warp Speed. I'll say that. That was the dumbest damn thing he ever bit into. But as compared to Biden, Biden has screwed this country into a hole. Well, he's created jobs. No, he opened up an economy that you guys shut down. You little panty-waist bitches that are afraid of a virus.
It's a virus. Run. Close down everything. Don't touch that. It's dirty.
Living for a bunch of little scared bitches is what we're living for. Where are the men? Where are the men? Well, they've been crushed. They've been stepped on. They've been called names. Everything wrong is because of you. Everything wrong is because of you. You guys are the terrible ones. You guys are the ones with the power. You guys are the ones with the power. This is sad. This is sad. We just let them... What if they drop something, folks? Nobody ever really wants that. What if they drop the virus? You know, another China virus. Ooh, whoa, he said China virus. Because it came from a Chinese balloon. Maybe that's what happened in Roswell. Maybe it wasn't an alien or a weather balloon. It was a Chinese balloon, and they were just ahead of the curve. Man, wow, I've blown way into. All right, we got to get a commercial in here, because if we don't get a commercial in here, guess what? We'll run out of time, and I have to do two commercials and then all this other stuff, and I really don't want to do that. So with that in mind, commercial break.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place? With people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. Realbarefaceislegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
All right, we're back. So, I don't watch the Grammys or any of these award shows. It's weird, I know, because I'm in the entertainment industry. I do comedy. I get that. But I don't know how to explain it. I don't roll with the famous crowd, because the ultra famous, there's some weird stuff going on. There's a lot of stories if you give them any credit. And again, this one want to teach you something, and this is something that. It's the exact reason for the First Amendment, okay? I read everything about conspiracy theories. I read everything about all these, the Illuminati and all this stuff. Everybody makes fun of these things. But here's the question. Why has that story been around for so long? The Illuminati came about hundreds of years ago. And let me ask you this. Why is it such an item that you will not accept? You'll accept government. You'll accept government. When did government get created? When did government come about? Was there government before? Or there was pharaohs. There was rulers. When did the government of the people come about? Not for quite a long time. Matter of fact, it was us, basically. I mean, there were other things in, the Greeks and Romans. I'm not going to get into the fine details, but overall, if you look at things, catch the other thing. I can nitpick anything. I can find an exception to anything. Anything you say is a rule, I can find an exception to. But if you live your life based on the exceptions rather than the majority, you will end up very unhappy with life. So again, we accepted the concept of government. Well, what is government made of? People. Where did those people come from? The population. So they are no different. They are just as fallible. They are just as bribable. They are just as genuine, ungenuine, as the average man on the street. And IQ-wise, I would dare say they are not the cream of the crop. Because smart people don't want a life like that. Narcissists do, because they want it to be about them. They're okay with that. I read everything. And I believe I'm spiritual. I was raised a Christian. I don't know if I'm 100% on the Christian wagon, but I do believe there is something beyond. I do believe there is a God. Am I wrong? Who knows? That's my opinion. That's the thing about opinions. Opinions are the hardest things to prove right or wrong. They are. And that's why they all should not be labeled misinformation, should be allowed to be shared freely, and they're allowed to read it, read the reasoning behind it, and then make up your own mind. That's called freedom. The right to be free. The right to think on your own. The right to come to your own opinion. The right to refuse an experimental. Drug. the Grammys the other night apparently had a big Satan show. And they had a guy dressed like Satan in a top hat with horns and red lights and girls shaking their asses in cages. And guess where that was? That was on open-air TV in prime time. My, how we have changed. My, how we have changed. This is a, people say, oh, it's nothing. It's just, you know, just a bunch of people pretending. There's evil on this planet, folks. You'll run into it every once in a while. You know it when you see it. There's pure evil. There's there. There's people who are pure evil. Oh, hey. A lot of people like them. A lot of people think they're great. But when they show you their evil side, you know who they are. They're the ones your dogs bark at. You know, you got a dog that never barks at anybody, and then somebody comes over to your house, and they got a real fucking problem with him. Now, you better pay attention to that. You better give that one a real good hard look, and you better ask yourself how much you want that person in your life. Because dogs see the inside. They see the real person because they read all the signs that we take for granted. That's why these body language experts can tell you so much about what's going on inside somebody's mind, because they have learned to be in tune with the little things that show people stuff. Now, we accept that. We accept that there are signs that you are lying. We accept that. Why can you not accept that these people are putting signs of devil worship on TV and you're okay with it? Oh, Dan, you're just being overly sensitive. No, I don't care. I didn't say ban it. Did I say ban it? I didn't say that. I said they are putting devil worship on TV and you're okay with it. I didn't say ban it. You want to know how you take care of this? Don't watch it. That's not banning it. They should have every right to produce it, every right to put it on TV, and you should have every right to not watch it. And then, guess what happens when you don't watch it? The money stops. Guess what happens when the money stops? The nonsense stops. But you're there to see the car wreck. Oh, what are they doing? Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Let's keep watching it. That's why I read about this. Somebody can report on it. The fewer people that watch this, the better. But they're doing it. What, the Texas festival where they had that stampede and all the people died, I think it was Texas, they were doing the exact same thing on stage. They were. And now you've got devil statues that have been put up in public places. Of which, again, do not take them down. Here's why. You should look down. You should be walking down the street and you should see that and you should go, what? And then you should be aware that they exist. See, that is the beauty of the First Amendment. Transparency is the enemy of a lie. A lie cannot stand scrutiny. The truth can and openly invites it. They could not defend the effectiveness of the vaccine, so they limited the speech of opposition, all of which proved to be true. And now we have over half of the United States injected with an experimental drug, and all these people can do is sit back and watch and pray that it doesn't affect them the wrong way, because there's no way back. Once you're there, you're there. Once you're there, you're there. You can't clean it out of your body. You can't say, I'm sorry, I wish I could take it back. Nope. There's no returning from this one. Once you're done, you're done. Now you got to pray that all that misinformation, you better pray that all that misinformation is just that. Because if it's not misinformation, y'all in trouble. The people that said, ruin my life, y'all in trouble. The people that said, stay home, I don't care what you want to do, y'all in trouble. And y'all know it. You know it. You know what I'm saying is true. The evidence is everywhere. It is swelling up as more people die. Oh, you're 2.25 million for the Rona? Oh, you just missed what you were predicting it for. I hope I'm wrong. But you know what? I don't care if I'm right or wrong because I didn't take it. And I'll never take another vaccine in my life. My last one I took was in grade school. That was over 50 years ago. You ain't getting me to take this poison. I don't go to doctors. And guess what? I'm at the same age with the same things that my parents had. And at this time in their life, they had a box full of pills that they sorted every week to take. I take two things a day. One for my Meniere's that helps me fight my dizziness, and one helps me fight my allergies. I don't take any blood pressure medicine. I don't take any cholesterol medicine. I ain't even measured my cholesterol in over 30 years. So it's good. You know how it's good? Because I'm healthy. How many of you people that go and have a doctor tell you, oh, this is bad. This is off the charts. Here, take this pill. How do you know that that would have even done anything? It's just like, take this and you won't get as sick. How do you know that? There's been studies done that show that many of the cancers we now have the ability to discover have been there for years. The people carried them, lived a full life, and it was found at their autopsy that they had cancer. But nobody knew. Those same people are diagnosed so early, and then you go poison them. You go give them a poison that kills everything in their body, and that's a reasonable treatment. Never, ever forget. Number two, number three, leading cause of death every single year is medical malpractice. That's why it's called a practicing physician, because they are practicing, and they're practicing on you. And they let you know that in the title, but you forgot to look at words because words don't mean anything, right? Change the word. Obey becomes comply. Doesn't that sound much better? Comply with the police sounds much better than obey the police. Comply with your government sounds much better than obey the government. Words are very important. A woman would not walk up to you and happily say, I killed my baby, but they would gleefully say, I've had an abortion, which wasn't killing a baby. It was killing a fetus, and a fetus is not a baby. Yes, it is. It's just a different word. But again, words make the difference. If they were out there outside wearing a little pink, you know, their little pink vagina hats outside the White House going, we want the right to kill our babies. Everybody would turn against them real quick. But I want to control my body. Doesn't that sound like freedom to have control of your body? Well, that's all they want. And all they want is the right to do what they want with your body. Oh, you want to smoke that plant with your body? Go to jail. That's not your body. That's not your choice. It's only your body, your choice when you want to kill a baby. I mean, abort a baby. Or abort a fetus, sorry. The language is confusing. What's going to do? It's just a matter of words. And so they're acting out a stupid fantasy. It's no different than Raiders of the Lost Ark or any other movie. Oh, no, it's more than that. Because there are young children sitting down watching this. That's why they put it in prime time. Just like the young children that witness your tranny queens coming into their schools, you know, big titties hanging out, lots of cleavage, you know, legs, because it doesn't matter. Those aren't women. Those are men. So they can hang it all out in front of children. Whereas if a woman walked in dressed like that, he'd be upset. Or what is a woman? Maybe they are. I don't know. I'm confused. Maybe they're cats. Hell, maybe they're ostriches. But anyhow, it matters. It matters. It matters so much. And then slowly the wall is breaking where people are starting to feel the weight of their decisions are starting to speak out. What's his name? One of the young Brat Pack. What was his name? He has that band now. Oh, he hung around with Macaulay Culkin and all those people back in the day. He was part of the Goonies crew. I'm not sure. But he said years ago that Hollywood molests young children. He said it on Oprah. Everybody, shut up, man. Don't tell anybody that. Just quiet. Was there an investigation? No. Did he report to the police? He certainly did. There's been many people say the price of Hollywood is your soul. See, I'm not the kind of person who'll do anything. Because if you told me I had to do some freaky shit to be famous, I'd tell you what part of my butt you could kiss. I'll get famous my own way. If making a deal with the devil is how you get famous, I guess I'll never be famous. And it don't matter to me. Because really what I enjoy the most is not fame, but making a room full of people laugh and forget about their day. That's my drug. There's something great about making people laugh and forget their day. It's the greatest gift. Giving people the greatest gift is the greatest gift. I'm not doing this to be famous. I'd like to make money to live on and make people laugh. That's pretty much my path. But I'm going to chase a lot of different paths that will get me there. And I've always got the ability to say no at any point. Because I'm not sold on any one idea. It's called being free thinking. Allowing yourself to change. Sometimes you create your own cage. Because you create boundaries that limit you and put you in that cage. When you've got to realize that every day you grow older, you grow more knowledge. And you shouldn't hold on to beliefs you had that had less knowledge. So you should be able to change your opinion based on newer facts. But there are rock ribs. There are your foundation. Now, your foundation can't be changed. Like, it is wrong to kill. That's a foundation. And whether that be a baby or an old person, it's wrong to kill. That's a foundation. It's wrong to take from others what is not yours. That's a foundation. I won't argue that one. I won't say, well, they were hungry, so therefore, no. There's never a time it's okay to steal. Foundation. There are foundation things, but there are also opinion things. Those are built above your foundation. If you have a strong foundation, you'll have strong opinions above it. But those opinions can change because the foundation can handle it. You've got to be based in something. You've got to have a core belief. And those should be things that aren't debatable. Man, how in the hell is this day going by so fast? We are just blowing through this show. But my friends, you should call and you should complain and you should vote with your dollars and quit watching this satanic bullshit that they're putting on. Because it does matter. It does affect people. It does hurt a society. And we should be done with this garbage. Just listen to the music.
When I was younger, it was romantic. Now it's back that ass up against the wall, bitch. Sweat runs down my balls. Woo! Boy, that's so romantic. I bet you play that when you stroke her hair looking into the sunset. There needs to be a foundation, folks. It needs to show up. Because if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for absolutely everything. That is as true as the day is long. You had better get yourself in place, and you better take a stand, and you better let them know you're taking a stand. Last commercial break, way late in the show. Be right back.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough, and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
You want an abortion? Get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Well, there we go. Last commercial break. Now we have 8 minutes. I don't know what to tell you, folks. Wow, what's this say here? Buffalo hit with strongest tremor in 40 years? What is that? Oh, wow. Okay, so now Buffalo's been hit. I do believe Dutch made some kind of prediction. Yeah, Buffalo got hit. First quake in 40 years. Strongest quake in 40 years. So we've had major sevens in Turkey. We've had some off the coast. And everybody does not deny that the San Andreas is locked and loaded. We've had a record amount of snow in California. And that ain't exactly a lightweight. Seriously. That's tons of pressure on the ground that wasn't there before over an enormous area. You don't think that puts pressure on stuff? Everybody knows that the Cascadia is due too. Everybody knows that the, what do they call that one? Why am I drawing a blank on the name of New Madrid? The New Madrid Fault that runs through Memphis and Nashville. If we had the New Madrid earthquake, I think it was 1800s. It doesn't really matter. But the last one, the Mississippi reversed flow for a short, brief time. There's records of major, major problems that have happened in the past that very much could happen now. And with people here to see it, it'll be worse. Just like the ocean front didn't used to have a bunch of people at it, but now it does. So when something would hit it in the past, there'd be light damage. Now there'll be major damage everywhere. There are so many more people. It doesn't matter where it occurs. It's going to affect people. And Turkey, wow. Turkey has really, really had their butts kicked. And you should feel sorry for those people. If you can give to those people, it's a good idea to try to help them. Even though if their government sucks, it's not the people. The people are generally good people. It's generally just governments that suck. But yeah, there really should be. Hopefully there'll be stuff we can do. I mean, we spent $100 billion in Ukraine. Maybe if we could, like, get Ukraine. I'm sure they kept track of where it went. They could probably give it back, and we could send a couple to. I mean, they had billions to give to that Bankman-Fried guy, and that, you know, he had millions to give to the Democrats as a result, but that's not money laundering. That's just way the money flows. But yeah, there's some changes coming. Lots of earth changes coming. So one way or another, 2023 looks to be a very interesting year, doesn't it? Buffalo earthquake, ain't that something? Let's go in here. Look at a couple more stories. We got 4 minutes. See if I can find anything good. Farmland. becomes flashpoint in U.S.-China relations. Well, let's see what that is. That kind of looks interesting. Almost looks like Wall Street Journal. So this will be a story you got to pay to see. Yeah, screw Wall Street Journal. I can find it anywhere on the net. I'll find it somewhere else. Oh, here's the other one. This is the one I saw that I wanted to talk about. I couldn't remember it. I am now. What we have right now is retailers try to curb theft while not angering shoppers. Okay, this is what happens when governments, and that's who decided to do this, like San Francisco, oh, if it's under $900, we're not even going to look at it. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. These people are in need as they steal wine and drugs. And then the stores aren't like the government. The stores can't just, you know, print money to cover their losses. They have to do a thing called make a profit, which means they have to protect their merchandise. I know, merchandise, Dan, they don't need to protect the goods. People are more important than their goods. Shut up. Just shut up. Why don't you take the front door off your house and just put a big sign, everything in here is free, and see how long you got shit. It's not about the merchandise. It's about the time and the labor that was put into that merchandise. That is people's lives. It's not the merchandise that we're protecting. It's their livelihoods we're talking about. And these people's livelihoods are being ruined. And see, the rest of us will be forced to deal with the shit because our politicians will not grow a set and prosecute criminals. That's why everything's getting bad. You don't prostitute your criminals. Your criminals don't go to jail. There's more of the people who create crime on the street. And surprise, there's more crime. Again, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. It just takes you opening your eyes and looking around. And I do feel for these stores. Because remember, folks, who works at these stores? The people you know in the neighborhood work in those stores. Remember that? Mr. Rogers, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. You know? The next door neighbor, he works at Walmart or some company, and that company employs people and they buy stuff. You're on a little globe. You know, a 15-mile city. That's a whole other thing right there. Global warming is the next one. It's going to be brought to fever proportions. Declarations of emergency will be declared. And they will act like dictators, and you will shut up and go home and be good little slaves because they've already figured out that you will obey. I mean, you will comply when it's an emergency. And then your rights will be gone. You'll have digital cash that they can track your every movement and every expenditure, even when you go into the adult bookstore. You'll have a car that they can track with microphones that can listen, and a kill switch if you don't obey. The slippery slope has become the side of Everest. And we are spiraling downward into oppression in the name of safety and equality. Well, we will all be equally unfree and equally ruled. And it's a sad, sad day in America as we sit and watch this happen. It truly is a sad, sad day. So, we have no sovereignty. We have no leader. We have no borders. But the one world government is still a conspiracy theory. Wake up. Smell the coffee grounds. If you listen to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.